Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
So Vibe just came out, and oh my gosh, my first listen through the song, of course, I was like refreshing YouTube at 11. Like I was there early. Yeah. I was there at like 10:45. There was like 16,000 people with me. I'm just like waiting. Okay. And 11 rolls around. It's still not here. I'm still refreshing. And then finally it says it's upcoming. Okay. So I'm watching this music video. First impression, incredible. I love the whole video. Mm-hmm. Like the shots are beautiful. Taeyang shirtless from the get-go. I'm here for it. Yeah, love it. And the song, my first thought was this song is such a vibe. And yeah. I couldn't get over that it was the title of the song, and the song perfectly fit the vibe. It was just great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did too. First time listening through, I had a similar kind of reaction in that, like, first off, just seeing Taeyang shirtless, I was like, whoa, okay.
We're doing this.
This is where we're at. But I just felt like the song was just a really easy listen, really enjoyed just like the poppy, but also hip hop components to the song, and loved it pretty much immediately. First time listening through, it's just like all good feels. It is a vibe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's such a vibe.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Jimin and Taeyang's vibe. We're going to talk about the music video, the choreography, the production of the song, the collaboration in general, and just how iconic it is.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely stay tuned for all of that in today's episode.
But before we get into it, we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you would like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts. This month's Iconic Hangout is just around the corner on Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we're so excited. We're really looking forward to seeing and hanging out with you, Iconics.
Yeah, can't wait to see you all there. Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Iconics. This month is National Blood Donor Month, and a blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. So this month, we are encouraging you to go donate blood. It really does save lives every time you do.
Mm-hmm. It really makes a difference.
Yeah. If you're not already aware of a blood center in your area, you can go to americasblood.org to find one near you. Okay. Okay, let's get into Vibe.
Yes, Vibe. Okay, so we want to get into Taeyong's background a little bit because this is his song and it's featuring Jimin of BTS. So Taeyang, if you don't know who he is, he debuted in 2006 as a member of Big Bang. And Big Bang is one of the best-selling digital groups of all time in Asia and one of the best-selling boy bands in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I really think of them as some of the original K-pop stands like favorite group. Mm-hmm. Like this is a group that really goes back. They're one of the main K-pop groups that really contributed to the Korean wave.
Oh yeah.
And they are just such a highly influential group in K-pop. Like BTS looks up to them. A lot of even new artists that are debuting now look up to them. I know that before I even got into BTS, I remember being at Hot Topic and seeing like Big Bang merchandise and Big Bang t-shirts.
Yeah. I mean, like the first people that I knew who were into K-pop when, you know, I was like in middle school and like early high school, they were into Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Like that was definitely probably the first K-pop group that I even knew of was Big Bang. And it was because I knew of these, you know, fans. I mean, who doesn't know? I mean, this is a more recent song, but everybody knows Bang Bang Bang. Everybody knows that.
That's not a recent song. That's an older song.
It's not super old.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like 2006 old. It's not like a debut song, but like everybody knows that song and they're just such an iconic group. Like mm-hmm. even from like their early time to like 2016, like really having an impact on Korean culture and how it was spreading throughout the world.
Especially here in, you know, the Western world here. Uh-huh. Like I feel like they really made waves. I know that Brittany, my sister, G-Dragon is like one of her ultimate biases.
Oh yeah.
She loves him.
Yeah.
So people know who Big Bang are and Taeyang is a part of that group.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I feel like when people say BTS paved the way, like Big Bang paved the way for BTS to even have that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, like they were that precursor.
They were a precursor. Yeah. They definitely blazed part of a trail.
For sure. Yeah. Even like members of BTS really look up to Big Bang. And so like we had seen this clip of Jimin going around recently. It was from like a Bangtan Bomb, like from shortly after their debut. Mm-hmm. And there was a question that said, which artist do you admire and respect the most before your debut? And all of his members around him before he even answered were kind of teasing him because they knew.
Yeah, J-Hope is like, I know who you're
exactly.
Gonna say.
Yeah, yeah, they knew. And he responded, Taeyang Sungbaenim, with like such a cute smile, mm-hmm. you know, like he always looked up to him and was like, this is somebody who he idolized and like wanted to emulate in making music.
And it makes a lot of sense because Taeyang is one of the main singers and one of the main dancers of Big Bang.
Right.
So it would make a lot of sense that Jimin being one of the main vocalists and also one of the main dancers of the group to like idolize him and look up to him.
Totally. I think it's so neat that like here it's like 10 years later after that video, after that, you know, like question was asked of him and here he is actually collabing with him.
Yeah.
Like how cool for him.
Really.
And so also this is a great opportunity for Taeyang here because we've talked about with BTS's collabs in the past about how BTS being on the track has brought more eyes to the track and more enthusiasm behind the track.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually Taeyang's first solo song since, you know, like military service is like his first like solo debut back.
Yeah. Just to clarify, like Big Bang had a comeback
mm-hmm.
This past year in 2022.
Right.
Because they had all finished up their military service. But this is Taeyang's first solo debut since getting back from military service. Like,
totally.
It's not a debut because right. he's returning.
Right.
But he is a part of the Black Label, which is a newer label that he has signed on to since the military service.
Right.
It's just talking about military service here. I'm just thinking about like how they just finished up and this is his first time coming back as a solo artist mm-hmm. since serving. And then having Jimin feature on it
I know.
BTS is now entering the military.
Right.
I don't know. And they're both iconic, both complete legends,
right.
you know?
Right. And I mean, this is like Tae Yang's like his solo re-entrance into the music industry and one of like the first things that he's doing back. And this is one of Jimin's like last things that he's doing before going into the service. So like it's a little poignant there. And I think it makes the collab a little bit more cool that it was able to line up and happen here. And he also like he said, Tae Yang has said like R&B has always been like his genre that he's loved to focus on. And he's really focused on it in his solo work is when he's been able to explore that. So it really like makes sense that this song like is very R&B. And I think that Jimin like fits on that.
Oh, I mean, he suits it.
To make a pun, but like that vibe, like so much, right. You know, it works with them together.
Yeah. So let's talk about this collaboration a little bit more and how it came about. The collab supposedly was on hold for 2 years while Tae Yang was transitioning between YG and also now going into the Black label and starting to work on his new music to make a comeback. Teddy Park, who is the founder and main producer of the Black label, actually suggested that Tae Yang approach Jimin on collaborating.
And Tae Yang was like a little bit hesitant because he doesn't seem to collab a lot on his solo work. He's done it a couple times, but like it seems like he prefers to like really work solo on his solo work. But he took Teddy Park's advice, and this past summer in 2022, at some point during a private event, he approached Jimin and asked if he would want to feature on a song that he's been working on. He was pretty much like, hey, I've got this song like ready to go. Would you want to, you know, be on it? So Tae Yang is really stepping out of his comfort zone here, but I think like it really benefited both of them. Like,
I think so too.
It's a great song for both of them.
Right. Like Tae Yang is just now coming back, and then Jimin is entering the world of the second chapter of being a solo artist now. And so it just seems very mutual. Like they're in very similar places.
This being Jimin's first solo collab, I think is like so important, like just as equally important to recognize this as Tae Yang's solo back, but like Jimin getting to be on a song like this that suits him so well, that is really like a style that we see in his vocals and, you know, in the song, like the music video itself, it's just so Jimin when his part happens, you know, we just love it. It feels so purely him.
Yeah. It is.
So it's a great collab and I love how it came together.
Me too.
So let's actually get into the song itself. Let's talk about the production of it, the vibe of it.
It's so funny because we're like, let's talk about the production. And as we're researching, we're like, we always talk about the vibe of a song. And the song is called Vibe.
Right.
So for Vibe, it was composed by Teddy, Kush, Vince, Tae Yang, Jimin, and 24, which of course we're here for Jimin having had a hand in the composition of the song.
Yes.
But it was also written by Tae Yang and Vince and then produced by Teddy and 24. And I'm pretty sure, is it Teddy and Kush that are
They're the founders of the Black label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is still YG.
Yeah, it's just, it's umbrellaed under YG the same way that you could think of like
Big Hit Big under Hit. Hype. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're a very small label, so I'm interested to see like if we see more from them or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Anyways, but I think just like the small group of people working on this song was really beneficial to like it having a great cohesiveness all throughout.
Yeah.
Between the collab between Jimin and Tae Yang and just their sounds really blending super well. It seems like they all, everyone who composed, wrote, and produced had this vision.
Yeah.
So it's
For
great.
Six people who have worked on it, you know, like you see songs that have 20 people who have worked on it. So it does seem a little bit more personable, and also just love that both Tae Yang and Jimin are of course listed as songwriters for the song.
So as far as the vibe of the song, listening through, and even like when I showed Jordan this song, we both were like listing off songs that this song reminds us of. And
I think
it's just because of the style and the genre that this song is kind of in, because it really has that 90s R&B style, and it has some like pop style too throughout the rhythm and the instrumentation that's used. The start of the song, like Tae Yang's first couple notes and lines, really reminds us of the very beginning of Coffee by BTS.
Absolutely.
Once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
You can't unhear it, because I initially did not hear that. And once you said it and we listened to just the intro of the song, I'm like, absolutely, I hear Coffee by BTS.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't know. I really think that this song is really sweet, and being able to, in my mind, correlate it with Coffee, which is also a very sweet, like, love song at the same time. Yeah. Like, I could see these two songs on a playlist together, and I feel like, oh my God, one yes. through seven, I'm going to make one.
You should do it.
I'm going to make a date night.
Do it. Oh, a date night playlist.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Anyways, tangent. But anyways, like, it really reminded us of that song with the melody. And then right before the chorus, there's these like very nice 90s style drums that hit, and it reminds us of the drums in the song Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe, because I mean, it's just like the same exact drum sound.
Yeah.
So it's a super iconic sound, but I loved kind of like, I feel like it really fit the genre. Like, they really did research on like how it should sound, and clearly like Tae Yang has an affinity for this style of music. So yeah. I thought they did it really well.
Yeah. The start of Jimin's verse has a very similar flow as parts of Namjoon's rap in Closer. That's immediately what I thought of. Mm-hmm. Like, the moment we had watched it and we were texting about it, one of the first things I said was, Jimin's verse reminds me of another song.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking Closer, and before I could even type Closer, you said Closer.
Yeah.
I said, yes, that's it. Like, I don't know. It's, again, it's not just the instrumental or the way he's singing it. It's like the flow and the rhythm and he sings the opening verse.
Yeah, there. When Jimin's saying like, this gonna be the one and only anthem, right? It sounds like Namjoon's outro and Closer, where he says, if this all we can do,
right?
Just looking like the syncopation and just like the tone of their voices really line up, even like the feeling behind it, you know.
And Closer is that more R&B style song that's on Indigo, so like you really hear the R&B but also very pop influence here in this song.
And I just have to share in my personal headcanon, as Jimin does, he, when he was working on the song with Tae Yang, he went and sought advice from Namjoon. And Jimin like was like, you know, how should I approach this part? What kind of, you know, because Namjoon
he's
is
done
such
that before.
That
he did that with Promise.
Yes, he totally. And you know, so I just feel like Jimin maybe got some inspo from him. You know,
that has to be it. Yeah. Honestly, I'm with you there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start thinking that now. Overall, the song is groovy and sometimes a little poppy. Solid R&B backing. Overall, I think it's very suave. Mm. Like, it's charming in a way, but like it feels suave because it is very much a vibe. And we'll get into the lyrics too.
Yeah.
But you know, it has a clear message. The song is just so easy to get stuck in your head. You just want to keep playing it over and over.
Oh yeah, when I listen to it, I'll listen to it a couple times because it makes me want to replay. But then, you know, I'll be going about my day. Hours later, the song is back in my head, and I'm like, "Dang, I gotta listen to it again."
Yeah,
a little bit of an earworm. I think that this song is really perfect for a date night or like for Valentine's Day. Like, this should be everybody's Valentine's Day like song on their Valentine's playlist.
It's coming up. Yeah. It's like less than a month away.
Yeah, right around the corner.
It's a perfect track to listen to for Valentine's Day.
I think so too. Yeah. Also, Jimin's vocal style really gets to like flourish in this song. I mean, he gets to put it on full display, because I feel like when his verse starts here, for me, it has the same level of impact as of when Namjoon comes in during Sexy New Kim. It's just so fucking perfect. Like, it's everything you want and need in the whole world.
I know. Yeah. It's so impactful. And like, Tae Yang's verse is great too. And the whole opening of the song is great.
Oh yeah.
But something about when Jimin hits his verse, like right at the beginning, it's such a powerful opener with the starting line of, this is going to be the one and only anthem. Mm. I don't know. And his back is turned to us and his arms are raising up towards the sky. Like, it's just amazing. so powerful. Mm. And part of me is like, is it just because of like the bias in me? Like, I'm just a BTS ARMY.
Literally
through,
me,
you know?
I'm like, am I?
Yeah, yeah. But I truthfully am like, this song is just so enhanced whenever a Jimin comes in.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah, like really not to detract from Tae Yang's verse at all, because I loved the song up until that point. Like, like before Jimin came in, I didn't know what I was missing because it was so good. But then Jimin came in and I was like, oh man, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he really, like the duo, the combo here makes the whole song super good.
Right.
Jimin's vocal tone is just everything. Like, the tone is so wonderful throughout it. It has like so much character and quality.
It Yes, it has this sweetness to it, but also very sexy because he has this slight raspiness that he adds from time to time. But how he plays around with the high and the low pitches too, it just really shows his range.
Man, so much range. And I feel like he has so much depth in each note, like very detailed nuances and how he plays around with the pitch and the tone. And I mean, really range all over.
Mm-hmm. His voice, particularly at the bridge, is my favorite. I adore how he sings, "Look at the stars." Like, oh. I have never heard a note as lovely as the way he sings stars. Like,
stop, Jimin, so cute.
It's perfect. Like, oh, he's just, it's a wonderful collaboration. But truthfully, the vocal display that Jimin has in this song is top tier.
Yeah, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and dive into the lyrics of this song. Taeyang's intro starts with him saying that he can't express it in words. And then his whole like intro and first verse is him trying to put into words this feeling, this connection that he has with his, you know, like it seems very clear he's talking to this, his significant other, the person he's in love with. You know, you can envision whoever it is in your life as you listen to the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very much like that pure love song in that way. And so he's drawing all of these connections to who this person is to him. And then I also really love at the beginning of his verse, he says, "This is going to be the one and only theme song." And Jimin, like you mentioned, says like the one and only anthem.
Right.
And I just love like the idea of if this is like a date night song, this is the theme song of our night, you know, like this is kind of like the tune, the soundtrack to our evening. And then Jimin's like one and only anthem, like this is the soundtrack to our relationship, to our lives, you know, like I kind of feel like that's what those lines are saying to me.
Totally. Yeah. And I do love that how he, like you were saying at the beginning for the intro, he ends up saying like, this is like, it's hard to put into words, you know, because it can be hard to describe this feeling, this like, I don't know, like
the vibe,
right? Yeah. Like when you're just like feeling each other.
Right.
But I love how in the verses, they actually get more into these comparisons, since he's having a hard time putting it into words. He's comparing the feeling to other things or things that like either pair well together, or what he ends up saying is stuff like, "I'm the music and you're the top line."
Right.
"You're the city, I'm the skyline. I'm the movie, you're the highlight." And so I know that a lot of love songs will end up saying lyrics to the extent of like, we go together like peanut butter and jelly, like things that just pair well together. But here he's really talking about how like he's the movie, but she or they are the highlight, right? So like
the best part of it.
I'm the music and you're the top line, you're the hook, you know.
Yeah,
you're the best part. So I just feel like that really emphasizes and highlights just like how special this person is to him.
That's really sweet, especially in the concept of everyone's heard, oh, they're my better half, or like they're the best parts of me, you know, or I love all of these things about them. And that's just really, you know, putting it into a really beautiful song form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. And then, I mean, you guys all know the chorus, the pre-chorus and chorus, when they talk about that they got the vibe, baby. And they're so, like you said earlier, suave. They're so suave during that whole chorus. I mean, the chorus itself is a vibe. Like, look at me. It's just so good.
It's one smooth body roll. I know it's in the choreo, but like the vibe and the feel of the song makes you want a body roll.
Yeah. Oh, and also when they say in the pre-chorus, like, "You don't know that I want your love," like, even though the verses make this clear that this is like a very well-established relationship here, I love the idea of like this little bit of like pining for them still. Like, you're still lusting after them. You're still chasing them, trying to get them. And I love that.
I love the little bit of pining too. Mm-hmm. And also like, "You don't know how much I'm like digging you," but you're gonna know.
Right.
You know, that could be for like a new relationship where you're not too sure how interested the other person is, but also it could be for like a long-term relationship where things are just getting a little, I don't know, day-to-day routine, mundane. It's not, you don't feel the spark as much, but like, I just imagine going on a date night, listening to this song, and like your partner just like really like feeling you out, and it's like a little shocking, but like,
oh yeah,
you know, you still feel those feelings for that person. So
totally,
I really think that this whole song is just fantastic. Like the body roll, like the, I hate saying the vibe, like I hate that the song is called Vibe just because I want to say Vibe.
I mean, way to aptly title the song. It's the perfect title.
It's accurately titled. Yeah. But yeah, it really is the perfect date night song.
Yeah. I mean, so I'll just share my date night story, which is that this song came out on the day that Jordan and I had a date night, and we didn't have a date night planned that day. He had plans with a bunch of guy friends from work, and I was feeling a little sad about it, whatever. Right. He ended up canceling the plans so that we could have a date night instead. And we went out to a Mexican restaurant and had flights of margaritas. It was amazing. And then we went ice skating, and it was a really amazing date night. And then we had a wonderful lovey-dovey weekend after that. But I played this song, I played this song when I was getting ready for date night. And I played this song for us on our way to the restaurant. And it really did set such a great vibe. For lack of a better word, for the night. I mean, we just really kept that energy and, really felt into each other, and, it was really wonderful.
Yeah.
I feel like this song helped us really set the tone for date night, and I would add it to a date night playlist. Yeah,
it's some serious mood music.
Yeah.
You had texted me saying that you were getting ready, listening to Vibe for your date night. And the second you said that, I'm like, I can so envision it. I could see myself doing something like that. So I know that whenever Corey and I celebrate Valentine's Day, I'm for sure going to have this song on, while I'm getting ready, and maybe even on our way to go get dinner or something. But yeah, it's mood music.
It's mood music.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So I love that the lyrics are just really about that. You know, it's really about being about your significant other, really appreciating them, being in love with them, taking note of the vibe and the physical connection that you guys have together, the energy that you share.
How you're feeling each other.
You're feeling each other. Yeah. So I think it's great for that. And the lyrics are really lovely.
It's well written.
Super.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Let's talk about this music video too, because I mean, the music video was really part of our whole first impression of the song to begin with.
I mean, let's talk about the music video and also the choreography, because the choreography, I think, is just such a fine touch in addition to the song. Like, with it being a collaboration between Jimin and Taeyang, how could they not have choreo, right? So I love that there's choreo for this song. But I just want to make a small note here that the person who choreographed this song, or at least one of the choreographers, her name is Bailey Sock, and I've just recently learned about her, but she is only 18 years old.
Wow.
But is super influential in the K-pop choreo world, in the sense that she's helped choreograph really major songs like Red Velvet Psycho and aespa Savage.
That's wild.
This is a huge step for her because, I mean, yes, Red Velvet and aespa, those are major big groups.
Right.
But now to have worked with Taeyang and Park Jimin.
Yeah.
Dang. And she's 18. Yeah. I'm just amazed.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Props to her.
Yeah. I think she's friends with Sienna Lilau too. So.
That's so cool.
Super neat. Anyway, she helped choreograph this incredible choreography.
I mean, it really is great choreography. Like you said, the whole chorus is a body roll. It's just, it's all the body rolls. It's the hips, it's the shoulders. It's them feeling themselves too. Like they are super confident and sexy in this music video. Yeah. Just overall, like where this video takes place, it's like a sound stage or even like a performance concert venue at some points. There's also some various like scenes and props that kind of come in and out. Like Taeyang at one point he's on like this like white scaffolding that kind of looks like a building balcony or like the rooftop of a building. And Jimin, when he comes in during his verse, he has a skyline that's kind of behind him and wrapped around him too. So very like low-key props. I would say like the two performers are definitely the stars of the show here.
Yeah, I agree. And like you were saying, very minimal props. The stage and the set is like bare bones. But what I will say that enhances the music video a lot is the lighting. Mm. I feel like the lighting is perfect. It adds to the mood. It adds to the atmosphere and sexiness of the music video.
Mood lighting is like mood lighting, such an important...
Mood music.
Yes. Yes. I'm so on board with you. The lighting really makes this video incredible. Yeah.
And to really be talking about the mood here, it starts off with Taeyang shirtless.
I mean, completely shirtless. And like we watched some Big Bang music videos like while doing research, and it seems to just be a kind of theme for him that he's always, you know, shirtless or semi-shirtless or whatever. And I'm so here for it. Like this screenshot that I have here.
Yeah.
I'm not I'm not complaining.
I'm not going to complain about it.
No, definitely not. But I mean, he's not shirtless for his entire first verse. He does like put on this like white and black kind of shirt as he's singing, but he immediately is getting into choreo as he's delivering his first verse. And it's kind of reminding me a little bit of Michael Jackson choreography. Yeah. Very much paying homage to like that style too, which I think it, like his dancing can be like that very sexy at times too. So I think it works to be inspired by that. And he does like a really great like stand up on his toes dance move, like perfectly
That's
executed.
That's very Michael Jackson. Yeah. Is how he gets up on his tippy toes like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We get a couple really nice close up shots of Taeyang. Like he looks really super handsome, super beautiful at the same
very
time.
Very handsome. Yeah, he has a very, like, broad and just, like, structured face, you know? Like, it really strong features. So all of the close-up shots are really fantastic, and I'm grateful for them.
Yeah.
Gorgeous man.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one shot where he has this, like, arm up over his head. I think, Kayla, this is one of your faves.
Mm, that is sexy.
I mean, it's just a striking pose. It's very, very sexy.
Yeah. I mean, with his, like, wrist and forearm look, like, really strong there too.
Yeah
I was like, I'm Taeyang biased.
Well, no, truthfully, we watched Big Bang's Bang 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 mm-hmm. and we watched just to like appreciate Taeyang in that, because we're like, we have to like really feel him out as part of like Big Bang,
right?
And after we watched it, I think you had asked Kayla, like, who's your bias, who's your Big Bang's bias, right? And I'm like, truthfully, I really don't know. I'm not sure. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm a Taeyang bias.
It's not hard to commit to this. I mean, look.
I know, yeah. I know. We'll get into the choreography a little bit more once Jimin joins in, but the part where they start the chorus and one of their arms is stretched mm-hmm. up overhead, and they do a big dramatic step out and then body roll. This shot of Taeyang, I just think, is so impactful. Like, he has, like, so many spotlights that are shining down on him. Not, like, big spotlights, like, real fine spotlights.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of them. And it's just, like, it's very striking. There's not much to the set, but the lighting really enhances, like, the visuals here.
I love the symbolism behind all of the small spotlights all around him. It's, like, so many eyes on him, so much attention on him here as he's striking his pose, striking out, you know, like...
Yeah.
Here he is, you know, front and center. He's got that vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And then, I mean, we get into Jimin's verse.
Ah!
Just listening to the song, it's everything. But with the video, like, accompanying, we're getting, like, film out lighting. Like,
totally.
You know, that orangey yellow lighting at the end of film out where Jimin just looks fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like backlighting him here at the beginning of his verse. So he just already looks fucking incredible.
I know.
Oh, and I have to say, he's in this like black leather jacket to get started, which is like so sexy. He like is like this incredible blend of like super handsome and beautiful. And it's just, it's incredible. It's
no, I agree. Okay. So the yellow lighting, I have to go back to just film out because you are a film out ho.
I'm a ho. We watched it earlier.
We watched it before recording because you're just like, I gotta weekly for you.
Yeah.
But that yellow lighting immediately took me to Park Jimin and just like how complimentary that color is on him in that lighting. So I just love that this is what is for his entrance into the song. He is backlit with this color and right. It's just so, so powerful, his entrance into the song. But the outfit, like you were saying too, just like the dark black leather. Also, he has dark gray hair, like a grayish hair. Looks which
dark smoky.
Smoky, which is just giving me blitz, sweat, and tears, Jimin. Oh, yes. And I mean, that is like the ultimate sexy oh, part, yes. Jimin. Although filter is close. But, you know, like, yeah. I just feel like silver hair Jimin is so, so sexy. Like, I feel that it was intentional. Like, this is a sexy song. Mm. And what hair color does he go with? He goes with the silver.
Oh,
and, yeah. I do think there's like a little bit more masculinity to him. And
especially with this darker silver, this darker gray that's going on here.
It's
a darker gray.
Yeah, it's not as light as the blood, sweat, and tears.
I was thinking that too with like the black leather jacket being chosen here to start too. It's like he is showing more of his masculine side here. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's fucking owning it.
He is, yeah. We got so many great shots of him where the camera's kind of like moving around him and he's looking over his shoulder. Mm. He is so gorgeous.
Oh my
like,
God.
The visuals I can't are unbelievable.
That we didn't watch this at half speed yet, because when we were doing research and watching this video a few times, it was like, wow, every single shot of him is phenomenal. Like mm-hmm. they didn't miss with what they picked. Like every single moment he is just like blowing us away. Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Every shot is so beautiful. And like even the far away shots of like the skyline behind him mm-hmm. or, you know, there's one shot where he's like on this stage and it's like super pink lighting all around him, but it's a very far away shot mm-hmm. and it's just iconic. It looks iconic. And he like, mm-hmm. he's tiny in the space, but he's owning it at the same time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I also want to say that we get some like really amazing closer up, like beauty shots where you were just talking about his masculinity, but then there's this one particular one where the camera's kind of like panning around him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of turning with it. And as he turns with it, he kind of starts to look over his shoulder a bit and he just looks fucking gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like this balance of the masculinity with the jacket and the hair, but also this beautiful face. It's just Park Jimin.
The look that he's giving in this shot.
Oh, yeah.
The look, it's a knowing look.
Mm.
And the knowing that I'm getting is like, yeah, I'm into you. Like, you don't need to question it.
Uh-huh.
Which I feel like contributes to, like, the lyrics of the song,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So it's, like, this comforting kind of look, but also, like, yeah, I'm into you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, with one look, over the shoulder, Park Jimin.
I think you're, like, hitting the nail on the head so perfectly right now, because yeah. this is what Jimin's giving the whole song is yeah. like he's into you and it's just incredible to like hear that and feel that from Park Jimin.
I know.
Like it's incredibly fulfilling. Like it's,
totally,
it's so phenomenal and he's doing it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's also like alluring us at the same time because he just looks so sexy and his voice yeah. is like
a siren.
Yes. You're hearing it while you're watching this too. Like he's drawing us in every way and telling us how into us he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, like siren.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing of a verse. It's, I mean, and he continues throughout the song too. I love that he stays. He's there for the bridge and the rest of the song too.
Yeah. We also get to see some like signature moves of Park Jimin too, yes! where he like throws his hair back, where he's running his fingers through his hair, the jacket off the shoulder, like classic,
and
iconic.
He does it at the same time. I mean, he had to be sure to put that in there.
Of course. Like it is his signature. It's his signature.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So love that it's in there. But then as the song goes on, we get to see Jimin and Taeyang together. And you see that Jimin is now in this like bright red leather jacket.
Mm.
And still looking, you know, a little bit more on that masculine side, but something about that red color is just like, it's a whole nother level of seduction and sexy.
Yeah. I feel like even this might be bringing out more of his feminine side too, because when he puts on the red jacket, his lips also, like, they are really popping with the red color too. And so, like, he's keeping all of the sexiness and he's just like dialing it up. And I think just like presenting all sides of himself, both parts of himself, you know, just in the two parts of the video. I don't know what I'm saying at this point.
No, but, I'm following you. Following you. Like, I get it. Like, you can see both sides of him there.
Right.
But also, what I really love when they do come together is when the chorus does hit and they both, we get this like faraway shot where you see both of them step out. Something about this bit of the choreo here where they do this step out, arm up overhead, and then they run their hand over their face while they body roll. And also the lighting behind them is that like yellowish orange color. So it is just so powerful. Like,
this moment too, where they have their hands up, Jimin decides to like kind of lift his chin up too. So you're getting like, you know, his perfect like cheek and jawline. And why is that that moment reminiscent of like that House of Cards performance and the lighting where he's like looking up and it's the sexiest thing ever?
No, you did not just put that in my mind.
But that's where it takes me, right? Gosh.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, I totally see it. Yeah. I also have to point out that Taeyang here is like really giving this like snarly sexy face too. Like, you really see both of them feeling themselves during this move. Yeah. Like, it's a very, very sexy and attractive bit of choreo.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love to see them feeling themselves here. It's great. And I mean, the confidence is off the charts, off the charts here. And then they go into the bridge after this too. And in the bridge, they also look really beautiful. But Jimin has this like white turtleneck on.
It's so tight.
You can like really see like his chest muscles like poking through there. And he just looks gorgeous. And I think like your favorite line of him, the look at the stars in the music video, it's so perfect because like there's stars shining all around him and like the, you know, like the lens flare is happening. Like, he really looks amongst the stars when he says it, and he's like glistening, looking at the camera. He's so sweet, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's perfect.
He's glistening and he is glowing. His skin is glowing.
Oh yeah.
His skin looks perfect.
Yeah. Also, Taeyang has made the choice that during the bridge, his like blonde hair is like very much styled like 1500s page boy.
Yes.
And like bangs down, slicked back like helmet. And I don't know why, like, I'm not hating because I really like it. Like, I think it's great. I think it's such a look.
It is so funny to me because like, it's not my type of hair that I would ever want to put on a man for some reason.
I mean,
reason.
Mine either at all. Like, and it's the only shot in the whole video where he has it. Like,
it's
clearly
just one shot.
It's just one shot. Like, the rest of them, he was like, cut that. Like, that's not the look for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just, I was like, that is a choice right there.
But you're saying it not in a bad way.
No, I mean, it's definitely like, it's unique and I enjoy it just because I think that he pulled it off.
Yeah.
And
maybe he needs to hear that, Kayla.
I think he should know. And I wish there were more shots of it in the video, but I don't know. Maybe he felt like it wasn't sexy enough without the forehead exposure or something, but it was sweet for the bridge.
It
I feel like
sweet
it felt
the
vibe of the bridge.
Yeah.
Or it fit the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Because the bridge is much softer. Slows down. Yeah. And you see this very gorgeous Jimin. And so it is a softer look for Taeyang.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But then we get to the last part of the song. We get into that last chorus, the last outro here. And they go into these very classic black suits. They've got like just, it's very fitted, but both of them don't have shirts underneath their suit jackets.
Yeah.
Their suit jackets are buttoned up, I will say that, but there's a little bit more skin exposure going on here. And the lighting dials back to a more classic, like more black and white type of look. And it looks very luxurious and expensive, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is here at the end, but like, they've been feeling themselves the whole time, but here at the very end, I don't know if it's the skin exposure, just like the classic kind of suit look.
Right.
But it is so, so sexy.
Yeah. I think it's all of that. All like, of totally contributing because I'm so on board with you. And especially like, I feel like this is one of Jimin's almost like signature looks at this point, where mm-hmm. he has been known recently in some like concerts to like not wear a shirt and wear mm-hmm. his suit jacket closed, or like in a performance, and just ARMY absolutely going feral over that. Mm-hmm. And so I love that like they made this choice together to like really do that. And to, I mean, I feel like this is showing off like the most like sexiness here at the end of the right. music video.
Yeah. Yeah. I really love that you say that, as like, this is a style that Jimin really goes for, mm-hmm. where he's not wearing a shirt underneath, because I would say of the BTS members, Jimin is one of the members who's more comfortable with showing his abs and pecs and, you know, not having a shirt on.
Yeah.
So grateful that we get to see it a little bit here right. with Taeyang, who right. is very comfortable being shirtless.
He wasn't going to do the full shirtless like that Taeyang did at the beginning of the video, you know, but like, this is like, he's like, this is what I'll do, mm-hmm. you know? And so I love it. And I love the fit of these suits. And I think it's an iconic way to end this like super impactful collab.
Yeah. And here at the end too, you get to see them be a little, not like goofy, but a little bit more relaxed with how they're dancing. Mm-hmm. And you see them go like back to back to each other.
Yeah.
And that just shows like a little bit of their friendship and just how mutual this collaboration was right. for the two.
Yeah. I love the back to back at the end. It's mm-hmm. that little like synergy between
yeah,
them.
A little bit yeah. more playful, a little bit less focused on yeah. the choreo.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks. Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
I absolutely loved this whole collab, though.
I did, too.
Really, really enjoy just that Jimin got to finally, like, step into some solo collab work.
Absolutely.
I was really anticipating this for him, and the fact that the song is as incredible as it is, like, I had no doubts that it was going to be really great.
And how he delivered vocally, I think that's what I'm most impressed by. Yeah. Obviously, Jimin is one of the main vocalists of BTS, but to see him as a solo artist featuring on a song here with an icon such as Taeyang, I think it says a lot about his ability, and it makes me really excited for his solo album. Yes. Like, Jimin, I really have such excitement and high hopes for what's to come for him, because boy, his voice, like, hearing it separate from BTS for some reason just really shows how unique and special his vocal ability is.
Oh, yeah. I think that like his voice is so unique. It's like one that really does not come around often. Like, people cannot like imitate or replicate his voice. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this song is a little bit of a precursor to what we could get from his solo album that hopefully we're anticipating here in the spring sometime soon. Really looking forward to just any more music from Jimin after this collab, because it is so successful and it is so, so great. I mean, it's definitely a song that is on my playlist and that I'm listening to here. So can't wait to continue to support the collab.
And all of you iconics, you need to play this song for whatever date night you have or Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
like, it really is the perfect song to like highlight any kind of romantic feelings or feeling those vibes where you're feeling someone else
feeling
or even yourself.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I really enjoyed talking about it with you today. I'm so looking forward to the Iconic Hangout in a couple days. It feels like it's been so long since we have. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll be back here in a couple weeks with another episode for the Iconics. If you enjoyed this one, please let us know. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or really wherever you listen. It means so much to us. And really, it helps when people find our podcast and they see your reviews and they trust other artists. And they're like, oh man, maybe I really should give them a listen.
Right. Like, yeah. I know I always look at reviews to decide whether or not a good podcast is for me or, you know, even a product or whatever. So anyone who's written us a review, thank you so much. It really means we read them. Yeah. So it really means so, so much. So thank you, everyone. Yeah. But if you could write us a review.
Yeah, it takes a couple minutes and we really appreciate the support.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tell us what you thought about Vibe. If you can't make it to the Iconic Hangout on Monday, then you can always comment on our Instagram post or like DM us on Instagram or on Twitter and let us know what you thought about it or tweet at us. We would love to talk and love to share your thoughts with other Iconics. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description. Do have to thank our supporters on Patreon, our VIP Iconics.
Yes.
Always, thank you so much, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. We love you guys so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
And your annual packages are going to be coming.
Oh my God, yeah.
Soon.
In the works.
Yes. I highlight Valentine's Day as like, that's when the annual packages are due.
Yeah. And we got to get being an army for Valentine's Day, like rolling.
Whoa.
I know. Being an army number 6. Can we do it? Can we do it?
We can.
Okay. Well, anyways. You can find links for all of those things and, you know, whatever in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.